Good morning. I'm Pastor Matthew. I'm our youth pastor here at Brandywine Valley Baptist Church. We're so excited you're here to worship with us today. If this is your first Sunday at our church, this is not normal. This is not what a typical Sunday looks like at our church. So let me tell you what's going to happen. Over the last few weeks, as Christy said, we have sent four teams out around the world. We sent two teams to Kentucky. We sent a team to Belize. We sent a team to Bolivia. In total, 75 students, college students, and adults went and served all over the place. And over the course of this hour and the next hour, you're going to hear from each of these participants. What we do is instead of a sermon, they are the sermon. And so I'm going to call down groups of students in five or six or eight people at a time to come and share a little bit. I've asked them to answer two questions. What was their favorite moment from the trip? And what did God teach them over the course of the trip? And so half of the people up here will speak this hour, and half of them will speak at 10:30. So 10:30 is going to be a completely different hour than this one. It'll be a whole nother set of voices. So if you want to stay for both, we would love to see you again at 10:30. Be a little patient with us. As you look up here, you might see some tired faces. That is because most of us got back yesterday. And both the Kentucky teams and the Bolivia team each took 2 days of travel to get back to here so we could share with you today. Without any further ado, can we pray and just really give this time to God and all the words that we're going to hear from these different students? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you so much that we are a part of a church that can so generously support and understand the purpose and the reasons behind why we do these trips. God, we thank you for your provision. We ask that you give each of these young people your words and peace and courage as they get up and take the mic and share what you showed them and what you taught them. In Jesus' name, amen. So at the beginning of the month, Zach and myself and a team of college-age students went to Belize. If you were on the Belize team, can you stand up for just a moment? All right. I'm going to ask Zach Hayes, and can you grab one of those mics over in that? Zach Hayes, Danielle, Patrick, and Jamie to come down and share a little bit about the Belize trip with us this morning.
Hello.
There we go.
Zach led the trip. He's going to give us a little bit of an overview of what happened, what it was about, and what we did.
Yeah. Well, good morning, Brandywine. Good morning, Brandywine. There we go. Yeah, so this trip to Belize was really exciting for all of us because this was the first college and 20-something trip we've sent in 5 years. So we haven't had one for the past 5 years. The last one we did was to Costa Rica back in 2014. And so this year we went to Belize, which was really exciting. And it was particularly exciting for myself, Matthew, and Gabe, because I think all of these students were Matthew's students in the youth group when he was, you know, so their youth pastor. And then, so it was very special for him. And then Gabe and I, Gabe Forrest, lead our current college and 20-something group. So it was very special for all of us, but it was really cool for the three of us to be able to kind of co-lead this trip. But anyway, so about the trip, we partnered with an organization called Praying Pelican, who paired us up with a local church in a small village about 30 miles outside of Belize City. And we worked with the church and with the pastor and his wife and just kind of like their church. And our two main projects were scraping and painting the whole inside of their church. It really needed a new paint coat. And then in the afternoon, we led a VBS for the community. We had about 100 kids in that town come out. It was very, very cool. But then in addition to that, we also did home visits, did school visits, prayed with people, and it was a very cool trip. So it was just really neat to get to see all these people who maybe knew each other, maybe didn't, kind of knew of each other, kind of come together in such a powerful way and really impact this community for Christ. So, yeah, there you go.
Hi, my name is Danielle James, and I'm going to be a sophomore at Pitt. My favorite moment on the trip was definitely going over to a woman named Maggie's house as a group to sing to her. Maggie lived right near the church that we were staying at, and she was very, very sick. But the reason why it was my favorite moment is because she had such like a strength and like gratefulness and positivity surrounding her, which was so inspiring and amazing to see someone be so grateful in such a tough situation. And throughout our entire trip in Belize, we met so many people like this who were so grateful to God for everything they had, even the littlest things like the dinner we were having that night or having like really good weather that day. And so in seeing this, God really taught me like how important it is to be so grateful for everything just because it makes your life so much fuller and so much happier. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and my favorite part about the trip was actually helping lead the VBS with all the kids. So our team actually learned the songs and dances that we were going to be doing the day of the VBS. So for me, that made me really nervous that we didn't have everything like perfect coming into it. But just to see how God used us and in the middle of like singing and dancing, leading the children, just watching their faces and seeing how much joy they were having and how everything was working out. And it was not us, that only God could have done something like that.
Hi, I'm Patrick Kelly. I'm a sophomore in college at UD. My favorite part of the trip was probably the painting of the church. Everybody came together and worked really, really hard on it, and the whole community around was really appreciative and loved the final product of it. And this God taught me to be more appreciative of what I have. And
I'm going to invite Zach Hayes, Zachary McNutt, Gabe Forrest, Abby, Alex, to come down here and join me down at the front of the stage.
Here you go.
Hi.
It was really special for me.
My youngest son, Zachary, was able to be a part of the trip as well, so I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to share.
So my name is Zachary McNutt. I'm going into fifth grade, and my favorite part of the trip was one of the days we went to the Mayan ruins, and I climbed up all of them, but on the last one, I tripped on one of the first few steps, and later that day when I called my mom, I accidentally said I fell off the Mayan ruins, and so she freaked out. And something I learned is that you can't always get what you want, and sometimes you have to work for what you want.
So, good morning. I'm Alex Chaco. I'm going to be a junior at UD. And so this was a cool trip. I don't know if you know me, you know I'm kind of quiet, not like the loudest person. So I was a perfect fit for the skit team in the church without a sound system for us to use for it. But it was interesting. I was very kind of nervous about it, but Gabe here really yanked me out and helped me to just be out of myself for a little bit just to serve these kids. So we didn't come in with like a plan or anything, so we were writing these skits every day, and they somehow all came together, and God really showed me through that, like, how to get out of my comfort zone and just focus on something to be able to serve some people.
Hi, my name is Alex Stein. Going into this trip, I've been struggling with my faith for a while, and I thought this would be a great way to kickstart it, try to revitalize it. And that kind of ties into my favorite part of the trip. Just everything went so smoothly. There have been so many moments where things could have fallen apart or just been way worse. But it was weird. Like, I could feel God's energy just coursing through each and every one of us, making sure everything went smoothly. And what he really taught me this trip was to trust in him and have patience with him. Because we could be in a tough situation, a bad situation, but as long as we trust him and have patience, he'll give us the answers we want and the answers we need.
Hi, I'm Gabe. Belize had a lasting impact, as you can see, on my beard. And yes, my wife does like it. One of my favorite moments from the trip was when these two Alexes gave their testimony on the first day with almost no notice, stepped up to the plate and did a great job. Very transparent, down to earth, and kind of set the tone for the rest of us for the whole week. But later that night, after a really long day, we were all exhausted, kind of sitting in a service, and we were all sort of dozing off because it just had been so long and it was so hot. And somebody there called Alex out right in the middle of its discussion, and his head popped up, and he kind of was confronted, called out, and he answered the call. The bell was like ding, 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 round two. And he answered that bell with grace and with poise. And we were all really proud of him and really glad we were not him at the moment. As far as the what I learned on the trip, as Alex Chaco said, we were not prepared because they did not tell us we had to create the VBS, not just do the VBS. So we had to do everything last second. The first day was maybe not as good as the other days. But the next day, more kids showed up than had come the first day. And we were ready for them, and it was amazing to see what these guys did, from creating a skit that would teach these kids to... And the running joke was that we were creating our own cinematic universe. And the girls created this this dance. They choreographed a dance that they were able to teach these kids who learned it quickly, and it was great. The thing I learned from that was you really don't have to be prepared to be used in the kingdom of God. If you're willing, God is prepared for you.
Hi, I'm Abby Ellis. I'm not in school anymore. I graduated from college already. So my favorite part of the trip was VBS and just getting to spend time with all the kids and really like joining that community. Especially there was this one little boy named Arden, and he would like come in after school like to the church, and he'd always like come find me and give me a hug before he like went off and played with his kid, like his friends. I was the only one that he cared about too. Everyone else was like, what about me? No. And God taught me that he really does put people in your life for a reason. And I like really realized on this trip that he answered my prayers by giving me Jamie as my best friend. So yeah, that's what God taught me.
So we actually sent two teams to Kentucky. The first team that we're going to hear from is part of the Paul team. We call them the Peter and Paul teams. So if you are part of the Paul team that went to Kentucky, could you stand up for a moment? And I'm going to ask Melissa Stein, who led the Paul team, to come down, as well as Samantha, Tommy, Christian, and Gabriella. You guys would come down. And Melissa will give us a little bit of an overview of what both of the Kentucky teams did in Kentucky.
Yeah, so I have the privilege of co-leading the Paul team as well as the whole Kentucky team with Zach Hayes. And this week we partnered with an organization called YouthWorks. And one neat thing about YouthWorks is every summer they partner with the local ministries in a community. And so we were partnering with YouthWorks in Louisville, and then there were countless organizations that we got to work with over the week. Some of our teams worked at a Salvation Army kids camp. Some of our teams got to do homeless ministry, serving meals, sorting at clothing banks. We worked alongside Catholic Charities and the refugee ministry that they have. So we got to see a wide range of ministries, and it's neat because even though we leave, there are still people that are connecting in the community once we're gone. I left a husband and my two little ones at home this past week. And before I left, a lot of people asked me, why are you doing it? Like, can somebody else go? But these 50 adults and students make the reason leaving for a week so meaningful and so right. This group of students worked so hard. They loved each other and they loved the community. And the Thursday night when we were there, just like Jesus washed his disciples' feet, we had the privilege of washing our students' feet. And just that reminder of them serving and loving other people and how Jesus really can transform lives. And it's an incredible group of students, and you should be really proud of them.
Hi. Okay. Okay. Hi, I'm Samantha Costa. I'm going into 10th grade. And my favorite part of this trip was after we had finished repairing this man's house named Bobby. He came down to take a picture with us, and he just had the biggest smile on his face. He was so happy, and he was so grateful for all the hard work that we put into his house. What God taught me on this trip was to be grateful for everything that he has blessed us with, because while working with the refugee ministry, I was working with the elementary school kids. I got to see how happy they were for even the smallest of things.
My name is Gabriella Costantini, and I'm going into my 10th grade year in high school. My favorite part of the missions trip was when I went to the Senior Citizen Center and I played Uno with this really cute old man. he like loved it and it made his day. And to me, it seemed like a simple game of Uno, but it made his day. And that kind of ties into what God taught me on the trip, was to be grateful for even the simple and little things in life, because to you it might not seem like a big deal, but for someone else it might seem like the world.
My name is Tommy Biasato. I'm going into 10th grade. And what God taught me was that there's always a backstory to everybody. And going into things, you can't just assume that you know what's going on. Because going into helping at the Salvation Army with the kids' camp, I kind of just thought everybody there was fine. I was like, these kids seem perfectly fine. I have no idea why I'm even working here. Like, none of them seem troubled or anything. And then later in the week, I find out all this stuff that had been going on in the community and in previous dwellings, I'll say. And so I just thought that was really cool to learn that other people had a lot of problems that I just didn't know about going into it. And I think my favorite part was probably bonding with the kids at the Salvation Army. I thought that was really interesting. Thank you.
My name is Christian Brandt, and I'm going into 10th grade. My favorite part of the trip was serving meals in the Franciscan soup kitchen to the homeless population. And it was really cool just to see their faces light up when they got to see all the warm food that was being served to them. And you could tell that they were really hungry and needed it. And something that God taught me was to not judge people like based on their backgrounds, because I met some of the nicest people this week that either had backgrounds of crime or drug abuse or homelessness, and they just really showed a lot of compassion to the Youth Works people.
All right, let's get Jamie down here, Dylan, Debbie, David, Ellie, and Logan. Jamie is our summer intern this year, and she was one of the leaders on the team as well.
So this is my first year officially leading, helping lead a missions trip. And it was honestly one of the best experiences ever. My favorite part was on Thursday when we were doing the foot washing. I had the opportunity to wash my small group's feet and to just pray over them. But it was different because it wasn't really me. God was honestly just speaking through me, and it was a really different experience to see how impacted my small group was by the words that God was speaking to them, and just I loved how God was able to use me no matter what.
Hi, my name is Logan Wazinski, and I'm going into 10th grade. My favorite part of the moment was getting to work with the kids at the Salvation Army Day Camp, because the kids that we had, they come from really bad backgrounds, and getting to see us and getting to play with us made their day. And the girl working the camp said that we might be their only friend they made all summer, so it made the experience even more amazing. And God taught me that it's okay to step out of your comfort zone, because you're not going out and doing it for yourself. You're going out and serving the community, and you're going out and serving God.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I'm a rising sophomore, and my favorite part about the trip was getting to know the kids at the Louisville Salvation Army. We did a daycare there, and it was kind of like a daycare of Jesus. It was like a VBS, and it was really fun connecting with them, and they were so sweet, even though they had very different lives from us. And God taught me that He always has a plan for everyone, even if you don't see it.
Hey, my name is David Knitzer, and I'm going into 10th grade. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about the trip is that we get to bond with kids from different backgrounds at the Salvation Army Center and get to know them better, especially through going outside and just playing in the gym. And one thing that God taught me through this trip was to get to know other people from different backgrounds and different experiences than you, and to have an open mind and heart in doing so.
Hello, my name is Dylan Cruiser. I'm going into my 10th grade year. And my favorite part of the trip was working at the refugee center with the kids and just seeing how happy they were, knowing that they didn't have a whole lot coming into America, and seeing how happy they were. One thing God taught me was to always put Him first in everything that I do.
Hi, my name's Ellie Miller, and I'm going into 10th grade. My favorite thing about this trip was also going to the refugee center, and I worked with the elementary school kids, which they were all very young, and I just love seeing the smiles on their faces whenever they would get the answer right, because I know that they all went through really tough times that I couldn't even imagine going through. And something that God taught me was to value the life that I've been given.
I'm going to invite Melissa, Christy, Ben, Savannah, Julianne, and Sarah to come down and join me at the front of the stage.
Hi, I'm Christy Chaco. I'm going into 10th grade, and I think my favorite part of this trip was going to food kitchens and doing different ministries for homeless people, and we got to serve them food and just like interact with them. And through this, God taught me to be so grateful for what He's provided for me. And like, no matter how dark it may seem, it's nothing like someone else that's going through something worse.
Hi, I'm Savannah Figueroa. I'm going into the 10th grade. My favorite part of the trip was when we served at the Lord's Kitchen, giving out cans of food and boxes of food to homeless people. And it kind of ties into what God taught me, because they had waited for so long out in the heat. Some of them had kids, some of them were like seniors that had been waiting outside to get this food that they needed. And before they could even come up and get the food, they all prayed and worshiped the Lord. And it was incredible to see. So God taught me that like every moment there's something to be thankful for and to give glory to God too.
Hi, my name's Sarah Houseel. I'm going into 11th grade, and like Savannah, I think my favorite part was serving food at the Lord's Kitchen. It kind of just surprised me how a lot of the people there were able to be so happy despite their circumstances, and I think that God taught me to not make assumptions about people just based on surface value.
Hi, my name is Julianne Heller. I'm a rising sophomore, and I think my favorite part of the trip was working at the Refugee Center in the ESL classes. I was in the high school class, and I really met a couple kids who really I really connected with as they're my own age. And there's this one guy, and we bonded over our faith and going to church, and it was really special because that wasn't the point of our going there, was not to tell them about God per se, but to help them with their English. But we wrote stories together, and we wrote a story about going to church together, and then we were all playing soccer. It was just really cool to connect with people my own age through their faith. And something that God taught me is about the power of prayer and how important it is to take your problems and your worldly issues up to God, and He will provide an answer.
My name is Ben Kira. I'm going into 10th grade, and probably my favorite part of the missions trip was definitely the foot washing ceremony on Thursday night. Last year, it was pretty amazing, but this year it was just as good. So I feel like we bonded more as a youth group, me and all my friends, and now I feel like we're closer than ever. And something that God taught me was to be more humble and to kind of just let go of your pride and don't take what you have for granted, because we, all those homeless people that we saw, there was kids our age in the kitchens and the homeless shelters with out parents. They were just there getting food and stuff. And I feel like we just take for granted so much of what we have, and I feel like we need to thank God more for what we have. So, yeah.
All right, can I have Willie and Ed, JR, Wesley, Caleb, and Allie join me down on the platform? Now, Ed would probably be mortified at me doing this, but I did want to just point out this is his 23rd year of leading student mission trips with our church. That doesn't mean 23 trips. A lot of those years were more than one trip that he was on. He's just, other youth pastors are floored when they hear about our leaders that we have that serve year after year, and Ed is kind of one of our amazing examples of that. Ed?
Well, my name is Ed Jones, and I was really blessed to go on this trip with youth ministry again. What made it special for me was that my granddaughter Emma was on the trip as well as her father Roger, and that was really neat. And something that really stood out to me was I spent 2 days doing ESL in the refugee ministry that the Catholic Charities have, and I worked with two young boys that were from Africa, and they had left the war and the violence to do this, and they just were trying to learn English, and they were really serious about it, and that was just really impacted me, being with them. Yeah.
You're a tough act to follow. So, 23. You didn't know I was going to say this, but Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Our first day at YouthWorks, they handed out these little bands. I might be the only guy that still has mine. And write down a verse that means something. And all the kids, all the students, you know, the adult, we wrote down the verse to hold on to them. Because that simple act of writing down something that God's telling you leads to amazing things for the community. And all of the kids showed it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is J.R. Jones, and I worked at the Salvation Army all week with kids from first grade to eighth grade. And at the beginning of the week, especially on the first day, each kid showed some kind of shyness, sometimes resentment toward us. And by the end of the week, they were just completely transformed, and half of them were crying as we left, which I didn't even, if you told me at the beginning of the week, I would not have believed you. And it just, God taught me that you have no idea the ripple effect your actions will have, even if you think that they're not that big a deal.
Okay, hi. So my name is Allison, and I was on a service team with JR, but not the same one. And we were working with kids from abusive homes or who were running from abusive homes who were abused or assaulted in some way. And it was just so eye-opening to see them in church in the morning with us. Because no matter what, they were still so happy to be somewhere where someone cared about them. And 10 seconds was all it took. If you looked at one of these kids and you gave them 10 seconds of your full attention, even if all you were asking is, what's your favorite color, they lit up. And it was beautiful to see. And God really taught me that just talents that I didn't realize that I had, my ability to listen or to relate to a simple story, could mean so much to someone, and that he can use talents that we don't know that we have in big ways for someone.
Hi, my name's Caleb McNutt. I'm going into 10th grade. And my favorite part of the trip would have had to been when my group was working in ESL class for refugees. And I was working with the middle schoolers, and they were working really hard in class, but a lot of them hadn't really opened up, hadn't really talked to us much other than asking for help. But then partway through the second day of working there, they came in and they said it was recess time. So we go out, and they had soccer set up out there, and we started play, and all the kids just lit up so fast. And it was just so amazing to see how excited they were to play with us and to kick the ball around, and they were good at it too. One thing God taught me this week definitely was to trust in the leaders and in him as I worked and as we were traveling, just to keep trusting, keep faith.
Hi, my name is Wesley Ma, and my favorite part of the trip was getting to talk to and connect with some of the youth work staff, and specifically one man named Manuel, and he told us about how prior to becoming part of the staff, he was given an opportunity to be an engineer with the company and make upwards of $20,000 to $30,000 that summer, but he actually decided to put God first and turn it down and become a YouthWorks member. And I saw this in my life, and what God taught me was to just put him first like Manuel did, because in my life I see myself putting God second to things like sports or social media or just hobbies. So I felt like I need to put him first in everything that I do.
All right, we're going to hear from some more Kentucky team members. Now the Peter team. If you are part of the Peter team, can you stand up for just a moment? Zach Hayes, Kim, Reagan, Charlie, Sam, Alicia, and Andrew. Go ahead and come on down. Zach was the team leader. He's going to kick us off.
Well, good morning again. So I had the privilege of co-leading the Kentucky trip, particularly the Peter team. And I think my favorite moment on the trip was the foot washing service on Thursday night. Just getting to wash my guys' feet, which, by the way, I hate feet, okay? Feet are disgusting. I hate my own feet, okay? And I washed my guys' feet after a week of service in Kentucky, but like just to feel the presence of God in that moment and like being able to pray with these guys who I've been spending the past 2 years with was so special. And then something God taught me, really, I think it's easy to want to control the situation and control expectations, particularly when you're leading a trip. And God really just taught me to surrender control of the circumstances and of my expectations and just let him do what he's going to do on this trip. So
I'm Sam Clark, and I'm not feeling really good. But my favorite part on the missions trip was making relationships with some kids at the Salvation Army day camp that we worked at, like VBS kind of thing. And it really taught me to not judge by what my perspective of what I first see in them and where they're at, their neighborhood and everything. But making relationships really let me see through their perspective. And it kind of goes into what God taught me, is to not judge by what you first see, to judge by everything, their full story. And, yeah.
Hi, my name is Charlie Clark. One thing that God has taught me, at least, is whenever we say we've lost like a lot of things or we lose everything, we really haven't, because going down to Kentucky and seeing like all these people who've like been either homeless and have just been dying if they don't get like enough food in them, it's just made me really upset this week. And then one of my favorite moments is God has been speaking to me for the past week now, and he's like, we've both really grown close to each other. And on Thursday, he told me, before the foot washing, he told me, you need to play worship without Zach for one day. I'm like, I don't want to do that, but it ended up really special for me at the end.
Hi, my name is Andrew Kirshner. One of my favorite parts on the trip was the foot washing. Wasn't so much the washing of the feet, it was the spiritual part afterwards, where I felt so close to the Lord I could reach out and touch him. Something he taught me was that he can use the smallest things to serve him in the biggest ways.
Hi, I'm Kim Biasato, and Joe and I had the privilege of going to one of the Salvation Army sites. The first day we got there, we were told that 90% of the kids that we would be working with came from abusive homes, and many of them were raised by nanas. Most of them did not have a father figure in their lives, and one of my favorite things was watching Joe connect with the little boys in this group. He was father, daddy, God, man to them. And it was so neat to watch them. Where's Joe? Where's Joe? Where's Joe? And it, for 1 week, they saw that they could grow up to be a man who cares, who loves God. It was just really neat to watch. And one of the things that God taught me was I need to worry much less about the specks in everyone else's eye and really concentrate on the ginormous logs in my own.
Hi, my name is Regan Kettermull, and I'm going into ninth grade. One of my biggest takeaways from this trip was more of like a personal thing, I suppose, would be to pray more. I don't pray as much as I would like to, and from just being in Kentucky for a week around all these people who are really close with God, I just wanted to pray more and get closer to God, because I've been really indecisive in my life lately, and I'm not really sure what to do. And I learned that if I talk to God more, he will give me the answers that I need. And my favorite part was getting to know people in my church better, because nothing will bring people closer together than sitting in a van for 14 hours, like, to Kentucky and back. Like, so I feel really, really close to the people in my van, like never before. So thanks for putting up with me, guys. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Alicia Higgins, and my favorite moment was definitely going to a thrift store and sorting through all the clothes that people donated and seeing that it wasn't the nicest of clothes, but the people there enjoyed looking through it and God taught me that people will do anything to like make their lives better, and that the little things will make them like the happiest that they could be.
All right, can we get Carrie Hayes, Carrie Nathan, Dylan, Ketty, Daniel, and Victoria Poole down here? Oh, Daniel Paulus Rose now.
There's two Daniels, could you just say that?
Hi, I'm Carrie Nathan. I'm not going to tell you what grade I'm going into. My favorite part of the trip was getting to know the kids on the trip better, especially the girls in my small group, who I already knew pretty well, but just getting to know them on a deeper level. The thing that God taught me was that unconditional means no conditions. Duh, right? But somehow for me, thinking no conditions just changed what it meant in a lot of ways. Thanks.
Okay. Hi, I'm Carrie Hayes, and I'll start with saying one of the great blessings for me was to be able to be on a mission trip with my son, Zach. That's not something we get to do a lot together. We've done it once before, but that was a real blessing to serve alongside and have time with all of this group. Got to know them all better. But one of my favorite moments is the theme was storyline, meaning we all have a story, and we are in the middle of our story. You could be in a bad spot, but your story's not over. God's got a big plan ahead for everybody. And as we were out at all these amazing places, getting to serve and seeing so many different needs and scenarios and learning people's story and being able to just for a little bit come alongside them and love them and hear them and hopefully show Jesus to them just through our love and serving. I met a man at it was a senior center, one of our senior center days, and his name was Michael. And I just sat and chatted with him and asking him questions to learn about him and his story. And he's spent most of his life homeless. He has mental health disease. At that time, he was living in Section 8 housing, but was independent, which is kind of a big step in coming to the senior center for fellowship. But he has children and grandchildren, he's never met, has no relationship with his family. And I was able to encourage him to try to plug into a local church. And I said, they will be your family. And, oh, Jesus is the head and they will be your family. And there was a little girl there that turns out her name was Miracle. And she was a precious little miracle. And to find out her father's in jail and has been there a long time. So hearing people's story and hopefully being able to encourage them that there's so much ahead that God has for them. This isn't the end of the story. And God taught me to surrender. We had to step out of our comfort zone, and we absolutely did that. And we can't control things. And I sometimes want to muscle through a problem. And definitely God's teaching me to just pray, turn it over to him, and watch what he can do. It's way better than me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ketty, and I'm going into eighth grade. And my favorite part of this trip was getting to know the kids at Salvation Army, because they were so sweet and kind, and especially these three kids that I got really close with. And it was really sad to go. Everyone in my band would know that because I cried for like 2 hours. And I also love getting to know everyone at our church because I didn't really know them that well, and I got closer with them. And what God taught me was that little things make a big difference because just playing with those kids made their day and made them so happy.
My name's Dylan, and I'm going into the eighth grade. I worked at the Salvation Army with the summer camp. And my favorite thing was playing with the kids because this one kid named Brandon, after every time I played with him, he always thanked me. And that made me really happy. So that leads into what God taught me, that I thought playing with kids was just normal, but for him, it made him really happy. So things that you might not think are, big things can be really big things for different people.
Hello, my name's Daniel. I'm one of the three Daniels that went on the trip. I'm going into ninth grade, and one of my favorite parts of the trip was when we went to the nursing home. We went there, and I met one of the gentlemen there. His name was Jerry. He had a guitar, and he loved to play his guitar, and we were playing music on, like, the speakers, and no matter what song it was, he would just strum along with the song. That was really nice to see. I liked connecting with all the people there. One thing that God taught me on this trip was that there are always people watching like all your actions, and so that you should always be loving and showing God's love and just public about your faith.
Hi, my name is Victoria Poole, and I'm going to ninth grade. Something God taught me on the trip was said by a pastor at Bates Memorial Baptist Church in Kentucky. To summarize, there are two sides, hot and cold, believing in God and not believing in God. As a comfort, some people like to stay in the middle, in between, or lukewarm, but eventually everyone's going to have to choose their side, so it's better to decide sooner. My favorite part of the trip was getting to hang out with elders and seniors at the nursing home and hearing about their life stories.
I have Zach, Joe, Emily, Stephen, Daniel, Bear, Robert, and Thomas join me down on the platform.
Hi, I'm Emily Scalia. I'm going into eighth grade, and my favorite part of this trip was going to the senior center and meeting all the people there. I liked playing games with them and listening to their stories. I also liked getting to be with my friends during this trip. And something that God taught me was that everyone has a purpose, and that in your toughest times, he's using you to grow a better relationship with him.
Hi, my name is Joe Scalia, and I'm going into 39th grade. And one of my favorite things about this trip was I was able to go on my first missions trip with my daughter, Emily. So that was great. So I was at the Salvation Army in Portland, Kentucky, all week working with kids. And when we first got there, we had a little orientation where the major, she came out and told us what we can and cannot do and stuff like that. And one of the things she said that stuck out is 90% of the kids that we were going to be working with that week were abused in some way. And it just really stuck out to me. And when the kids first came out and we first met them, you could see just they were angry, they were scared, and it was just amazing how our group of kids just got in there and just really talked to them and just showed them attention that they probably don't get. And just within a couple minutes, they were just normal kids having fun, and it was great. One of the things God taught me this week is just the importance of having a servant attitude. Just the people I was able to serve and serve with, they just turned out to be more of a blessing to me than I was to them, for sure.
My name is Steven Anderson, and I'm going into the eighth grade. I went to Kentucky. Let me just, like, teach you guys how to say the name of where we went. There's Some people say Louisville. Some people say Louisville. Well, it's actually Louisville. Louisville. That's how they say it. But my favorite part was going to the nursing home and senior center and just playing games with them, talking to them, dancing with them. It was just really fun. And then what I learned was that I need to listen more than I need to speak, because basically the first day, well, even in the car ride, we sang 100 bottles of milk on the wall, and after that I lost my voice. But it was worth it. And so then that whole week, I just had to listen to what the people were saying, listen to the instructions, and because I couldn't really talk. So that's what I learned.
Wow. I am Daniel Baer, and my favorite part on the trip was when we put down mulch in a park. And it really stuck with me at that point, because there were 5 people working on 120 parks in Kentucky. So it was great that we need to help out, because they needed that help. Something God taught me is that he can use some of the smallest things in a really big way.
So my name's Bobby. One of my favorite parts of the trip was when we went to the soup kitchen, preparing food and just serving people drinks and asking how they're doing. Something God taught me was that he uses the small things to make a big difference.
My name is Thomas Baer. I'm going into 9th grade. And my favorite part of the trip was during the foot washing ceremony. You could just feel God's presence in there, and you could hear him talking through the leaders as they prayed over us. Something God taught me was how great his power is, as pretty much everywhere I looked that week, I could see him working.
All right, can I get Roger, Emma, Hadley, Danielle, Daniel, Lynn, Talitha, and Rachel to join me down here on the platform.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm going into 8th grade, and I kind of had a lot of favorite moments, but some 2 things that really stood out was one when we went to the thrift store and helped out in the back, and I was sorting through knickknacks, and it was really cool to make up stories for some things, and we found a lot of really sad and or beautiful things at the same time. And then the next day, I think, we went to a senior center, and I was dancing with these kids, and their parents worked at the senior center, so it was a day camp, and I got to dance with them, and at the end, Mama Hayes asked the people if there was anything she could pray for them, and this little girl, Cooper, who I had been dancing with, looked at me and said, "Can you pray for my grandfather who's in heaven, and can you pray for my grandfather who can't go down the stairs?" And that just really stood out to me, and I've prayed for her every day since then and every time I could. And something God taught me was to trust in him, because on Monday I was really stressed out and just didn't know what to do with myself, and then we heard that Psalm 23, and I just trusted in him and took that advice since then, and I had an amazing week after that.
My name's Hadley Hinman. I'm going into 8th grade. And one of my favorite moments was helping out at the senior center and the nursing home. At the nursing home, there was another man named Jerry who didn't play the guitar, but he was very nice, and I was talking to him with Charlie, and he asked me if I sang or played any instruments. And I told him I didn't sing, and my dad does, but I do play an instrument. And so he asked me if I could sing for him. And so later, I went up and sang All Star on the karaoke machine. And something God taught me was that he's always by your side and protecting you. Even if you don't feel him next to you, he is there.
Hi, my name is Talitha Ryle. I'm going into 9th grade. And
My favorite part of this mission trip was probably just, was probably just getting to know the kids at the Salvation Army we worked at. By the end of the week, I realized how much I was really going to miss them. And something God taught me was that even if you're going through like a hard time or something's not going great in your life, it doesn't define your whole life or your whole story, because he can change things around, and what's happening now could just be happening to help you later. So.
My name's Emma, and I'm going into ninth grade. I worked at the same site as Talitha, the Salvation Army, and I met two little girls that really impacted my life, Juliana and Vivica. They're the most sweet kids ever, and I kind of wanted to take them home with me. I love them so much. And I just loved hanging out with them and playing with them. And yeah, and God taught me that He cares about every single situation in our life, no matter how big or small.
My name is Daniel Lin, and I was a part of the Brandywine students' mission trip to Louisville, Kentucky. And before I begin, I'd also like to give a shout-out to the holiest, down-to-earth Puerto Rican youth work staff, Manuel. He had a really big impact on a lot of the students, and his story was very moving and emotional. So my favorite part of the trip was just seeing how diverse and how different the culture was in Kentucky than in like the Delaware, Pennsylvania area. The people there, Louisville is known for its refugees and a lot of different cultures, ethnicities, and races and backgrounds over there. And it was very interesting to witness firsthand. Something that God taught me was humbleness, and I think the statistic was like 1 in 5 children are impoverished in Louisville, and it was very sad to see that, but it also reminds me how blessed I am to have all these things that I have here that not many kids down there have as well.
Hi, I'm Rachel Spears. I'm going into ninth grade. And my favorite part of the trip was really getting to know all the kids at the Salvation Army and getting to learn about their stories and what they've been through. And something that God taught me is that the little things in life shouldn't get you down. Like, even if you don't have like all the best things, you can still have so much joy.
Hi, good morning. My name's Roger Davis, and I was so blessed to be able to go on this trip. My favorite part was being at the Senior Center. I was able to meet a man named Jimmy. He was reading a book, so I just started a conversation, and he was an amazing man with a lot of wisdom. He actually was down south and was able to hear Martin Luther King Jr. give his last sermon before he was assassinated. So a piece of history was there talking to me, imparting wisdom to me. It was a special moment I think God had appointed for us. And I think the thing that God showed me this week was that the people of Louisville have a love for their community. There were so many ministries that were reaching out to the people that were hurting in their community, and it really challenged me to look for those opportunities here in our community to try and serve those, to show them the love of Christ.
All right. If you are a part of the Bolivia team, will you stand up for just a moment? I'm going to ask Carl and Jean, Jasmine, Bella, Bethany, Andy, Angelina, and Truett to come join me down here on the stage. I was the leader of the team that went to Bolivia. Some of you may know this, but where we went to is actually where I lived as a teenager. For decades, the site was a boarding school for missionary kids with dorms, dining room, all of that. And 15 years ago, that mission no longer needed the property. They were switching to a different model with students, and so they sold the property to LATCOM, the mission that we were working with, and they've turned it into one of the top camp ministries in South America. They're incredibly intentional about everything, from the meals that they prepare, to the messages they do, to the way they think about the property as a whole and how they care for it, their staff, everyone. Every detail of these camps are thought through, so that at the end of the camp, it's all been building towards a call to receive Christ or to rededicate the life to Christ. They see over 6,000 Bolivian young people come through their camp every year, and they have a 94% response rate with young people coming forward and either committing their life to Christ or rededicating their life to God. It's incredible to see what they're doing. We got to be down there to do some service, to help maintain and do some work on the property, as well as be some behind-the-scenes support for a family camp that was going on while we were there. My favorite moment from the trip, our teens were playing volleyball with some of the Bolivian staff and some of the Bolivians that were there for the camp. And later, the missionary came and told us that we were working with. He was like, "You guys know Diego?" We're like, "Yeah, we know Diego. He could speak some English, some Spanish." He wasn't a believer. And he'd come over, and he was watching our teens play volleyball with the Bolivians. And he turned to the missionary, and he was like, "I don't understand what's going on here. I don't understand why the people are treating each other the way they are, how you guys all have this joy, how you're getting along, how strangers can feel so close." And during the volleyball game, watching our teens, the missionary led this man to Christ. He then spent the next hour or so speaking with the Bolivian pastor of the group that had come out for that camp, just grilling him with questions. You know, "What about this? What about that?" When he had all of it answered, we got to see him get baptized down in the river the next day. So it's just incredible to see what's going on at Monte Blanco.
Hi, my name's Bella Gregg, and I'm going into 11th grade. My favorite part of the missions trip was actually getting to know everybody individually, because coming into this trip, I only knew a couple of people. So I feel like God really blessed me to get to know everybody better. And something that God taught me is to be more grateful for things in life, because I didn't really know how good I had it here.
Hi, my name's Angelina Santa Barbara. I'm going into the 11th grade. And one thing God taught me was that even though there was a lot of language barriers in Bolivia, we all really connected and we could still have fun, play card games, and play volleyball. And it was just really amazing, because going into it, I was like, we're not really going to be able to talk to the people, but God really showed me that we all are brothers and sisters of Christ and that we can communicate no matter what. And my favorite part of the trip was we went to a cloud forest, and after we went, we got to drive down the mountain in the back of a truck with Truett and Georgia, and I just had a lot of fun with them, talking with them.
I'm Truett Trotter. I'm going into my freshman year in college, and this is my fifth and final missions trip as a student with the church. My favorite part of the trip has some backstory. So a couple weeks ago, Pastor Matthew gave a phenomenal sermon on Daniel in the lion's den. And he told a story about almost touching a lion in a Bolivian zoo. But then he assured the parents that we were never going to go to this zoo in Bolivia. 12 hours into the trip, we went to this zoo. But they did make some security changes, so it's a lot harder to get as close to the animals. But in the zoo, we're looking at the jaguar in its cage, and I turn around and see Pastor Matthew sticking his hand and his phone inside the cage to get a picture of the jaguar. And I'm yelling at him, like, "You can't do that." And then one thing I learned about God and that he taught me is that he's not a safe God, but he is a good God.
Hi, my name is Andy Kelly, and I'm going into 11th grade. And I think that my favorite part of this trip was just hiking up the really big mountain. And although it was like a lot of work, just seeing the view and God's creation was amazing. And I think that something that God taught me was just being more patient after like painting that house for a while and a 14-hour layover. It was all just so worth it for God's glory.
Hi, I'm Jasmine, and I'm going into 11th grade. My favorite part of the trip was definitely playing volleyball with the church and the staff, because even though it was hard to communicate because of the language barrier, we still shared the same energy, and we all enjoyed playing the game as one. And something that God taught me was definitely my strengths and weaknesses, physically and mentally, because God challenged me to be more patient while waiting in the airport and painting the house the entire week. And then he challenged me physically by going up the very steep mountain, because I was going to give up, but he pushed me through, and all my teammates encouraged me to do it, and I got up to the top.
Hi, my name is Bethany, and I'm actually going to be a freshman in college. So my favorite part of the trip was actually the worst part of the trip, ironically, and that was when a bunch of people got sick on the last day in Bolivia. And even though it was awful, like really awful, it brought the team closer together, and we all helped support each other, and that was really awesome. And one thing that God taught me during the trip was that sometimes we have to be patient while waiting for his guidance, and that the answers aren't necessarily what we expect.
My name is Jean Jones, and one of my favorite verses has been, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. That's Psalm 19:1. And we got to see that in such an amazing way, because we walked up this hill and all laid down on the ground and watched the stars in the sky, and there were just billions that you could see. It was awesome and overwhelming. The things that God taught me were there are going to be bumps in the road, and there literally were bumps in the road, and pain maybe, but he will get you through and bless you along the way.
My name is Carl Jones. I didn't have a moment, was there a period of time, because I got to work with the screen team, and we were to replace screens that were in bad shape, and we had to make a bunch of molding up, and we just worked really hard. And to be with these incredible young people was just a blessing. I watched Truett and Jeff tenderly, because they started first for 3 days, and then when some of the other team came along, they were just so friendly and kind and helpful to the other young people that came along to help. And it was just to be a part of a group that worked so hard, and they just kept dumping more and more work on us, and more screens and more molding and more jobs, and they just rose to the occasion and just kept working harder and harder. And to me, that was a blessing to be around them. Thank you, guys. What God taught me, as we had more and more work, there was no way we're going to get it all done. And I felt sort of defeated at the end. And I had a God moment, if you will, where it wasn't about what I accomplished for God, because I judged myself by what I didn't get done instead of what I did do. And I realized God loves me just because. And it was cool.
I'm going to invite Heidi, Georgia, Catherine, Rebecca, Jeff, Micah, and Megan to come down and join me at the front of the platform.
Hi, my name is Georgia Kelly. This was my fourth missions trip and my first overseas missions trip. My favorite part was the truck ride back from the cloud forest. A few of us got to stand up in the back of a truck and ride down a mountain and then like through the town, and the sun was setting and it was so pretty. And I don't know, that was my favorite part. Something that God taught me was, no matter if you think that the work that you're doing is insignificant, that God will be using that for his plan in ways that you might not know at that time. We went to Bolivia thinking that we were going to work with like a lot of kids, but then like when I ended up learning how to build screens for the last couple of days, I was like, how is this spreading God's word? But like, I know that those screens created a better environment for all the Bolivians to meet God. So.
Hi, my name's Catherine Pollig. This is my sixth mission trip, and I'm going to be a freshman in college next year. My favorite part of this trip was when we were climbing up Monte Blanco, this really big mountain. I'm not one that usually does that for fun, but it was really, like, I was tired, and, like, my calves hurt. I was, like, kind of frustrated, but, like, when we got up there, I was like, oh, okay, like, this is worth it. Like, the view was so breathtaking. I could see, like, God's beautiful creation in front of me. And so that was definitely my favorite moment. And through that and the traveling we did and the painting of the house, God really taught me patience. And even though we don't always see it, God has a perfect plan in store for all of us. So, yeah.
Hi, my name's Rebecca Anderson, and I'm going to be a rising junior. My favorite part of this trip was when we went to the cloud forest. We hiked up this huge mountain. It was at least 1,000 feet elevation. And the trail we were using, I don't know if you could really call it a trail. We were really having to like climb up, and it was so hard. And I didn't think I would make it. But then in the end, when we came out on this like grassland at the very top and saw the mountains around us and like the city down below, it was just breathtaking. And it was amazing to see God's creation. And then something that God taught me was something that my mom told me the night we left for the trip. She said, the safest place that you can be is in the center of God's will. And then that was confirmed once again during our trip, during one of our devotions. The missionary that we were staying with, Tim, said that God's goal for us isn't to figure out what our plan for our lives is, but is to be following him. And when we're spending time with him, then he will reveal his plan for us.
Hello, I'm Micah McNutt, going into 12th grade next year, and my favorite part of the trip was actually a morning that me and Truett had planned on seeing the sunrise. So the missionary we were with, he said the sunrise was from 6 to 6:30. So me and Truett, we wake up, it's like 5:45, according to his watch, and we walk out and we start getting ready, and my dad meets Truett in the hallway and he's like, what are you guys doing? And we told him again that we were doing that at 6 to 6:30, and he said, all right. And that's important. So so we go up the mountain and we're sitting on this kind of like plateau, like concrete, and we watch the sunrise go over the mountain. And it was super cool. And then we were like, we'll go down to the missionary's house because he always had coffee set up if you were up early so you can get coffee and chill in some hammocks. So we go down. We're chilling in the hammocks for about 20 minutes because we thought he was in the house and we could have sworn we were hearing things. But we were just kind of waiting for him to open the door. And then lo and behold, like 20 minutes later, we hear him coming up the mountain. And I was super confused because we thought he was in his house, but he wasn't. So I see his head pop over the like a rock wall. Then I see my dad's, and then I see Megan's and Jeff's head pop up. And I'm like, that's not right. They're not normally up. And so basically what had happened was Truett's watch was set forward by an hour. So we had actually missed breakfast and were 30 minutes late, not even knowing it according to Truett's watch. So that was a fun morning.
My exact words to Truett were, the sun's already up. When they were leaving, and he was like, no, McNutt. And I was like, whatever.
So that was a good morning. There was a lot of jokes, but anyway, so my favorite part, something God taught me over this trip was that anything and everything can be used to glorify God's plan and glorify God. And even though we were painting a house for the longest of time, the reason why we painted the house was it makes it more of a warm, welcoming place for those Bolivian kids who will be staying in that house to just break down their barriers to the point where they can accept God and see the true love that God has for them.
Okay, hi, I'm Megan, and I'm a rising senior. And my favorite part of the trip also has to do with Truett. So I'm walking with Andy up to where we're going to have our devotions, and we come past the guy's room, like where they're staying, and here comes Truett screaming out at the top of his lungs that there's a spider. And I mean, we saw a tarantula, so I was thinking, okay, maybe it's a tarantula or a big spider. This spider was the tiniest thing I have ever seen, and Truett and Andy start screaming at the top of their lungs for me to kill it. So I ended up having to take care of this spider for these two boys who, yeah, so. And something God taught me was a question that I had been wrestling with a lot before I left. And it was like, what is the point of doing all of this? And what is the point of me believing? And during one of our devotion times, Tim had said something to us that everything we were doing was because we were transforming lives through Jesus Christ. And it didn't matter what we were doing. It didn't matter if I was ripping screens down or if I was painting in between breaks. Like, all of it was because we were doing it for God, and in some way it was going to impact someone.
Good morning. I'm Jeffrey Lin. I'm a rising freshman at the University of Delaware. And if you talk to anyone on this trip, eventually they're going to get to the point of telling you about the great experience of seeing the glory of God's creation in Bolivia. And I really think it's a testament to some of the amazing things we saw while we were there. I know that some of my favorite moments were going up to the top of this hill we were staying at, the Christian camp, and lying out in the ground and taking in all the constellations and stars. And I really feel like here in the United States, we don't often get the opportunity to appreciate how powerful it is that God numbered the stars and put them in their place, and he knows them by name because of all the light pollution. And it was really just kind of eye-opening for me to see those. I think something that God taught me is that we are all the hands and feet of Christ, and that it doesn't matter if you're screening or painting or even playing volleyball, that if you're doing it in God's name, he will use it to glorify his works, his plans.
Hi, my name is Heidi Friedkin. I'm a small group leader for the upcoming 11th grade girls, and I had the privilege of spending 12 days with them and getting to work alongside of them. It was really cool. My favorite moments, as everyone said, it was really hard not to see the awesomeness of God's creation there, the nighttime sky, the view of the mountains, from the mountains. But I guess my favorite moment would be worshiping in Spanish, where you could just, even though you didn't understand the words, they put them up on the screen and you could sing along with them, and you were worshiping God, you know, without understanding and still getting just as much out of it. And it just was a small glimpse, I feel like, of what heaven might be like. That was my best moment. And then what God taught me was that in America especially, I feel like we need to have our lives planned out. You know, 11th and 12th grade, they're already stressing over what they're going to do for the rest of their lives. And our host Tim, as he told us the story of the miracle of Monte Blanco, as he calls it, of getting this Christian camp, and it was just a dream of he and his wife's for many, many, many years, and it just kept not happening. And he just everything every odd job and me, you know, what he felt were meaningless jobs that he did his all throughout his life prepared him to run this camp, and he knew how to fix things and knew how to, you know, run things and knew how to, and just everything God did had prepared him for this. And I just feel like if we are living in God's will, listening for His voice, obeying Him, that that He will work it all out. We're not responsible to plan it all out. So.
You just said it, man. We're just about to close in prayer, but before we do that, I have three thank yous and a comment. So you're like, if you're keeping score. The first thank you is to all of you. Every year, I am just floored by the generosity and support of this church. So many of you receive letters from students asking you to support these trips. So many of you came to me and said, hey, I'd like to support a student who needs help. And I'm so proud to be a part of a church that sees the value in the ministry that we're doing in these places and sees the value in the impact that these trips have on our young people, in the way it transforms their lives, in the way it opens their eyes to things that God is teaching them, in the ways it takes them out of their comfort zone. So we just all want to give a huge thank you to you for all the ways that you've supported us. Through your giving and through your prayers. Behind the scenes, we'd be dead in the water. Melissa, Zach, and I get to stand up front here leading the trips and going on them. But behind the scenes, Michelle Rush, she's in the back. Could you stand up for a second, Michelle? Anything that has to be organized or detailed or medical release forms or reminders, that's Michelle. We would not have trips without Michelle. So a huge thank you to her. And then lastly, I want to ask every adult that was a leader on a trip to stand up for just a moment. I'm blown away every year because each of these adults either gave up family time, gave up vacation time, if they're self-employed, gave up income, because they love the teenagers in our church. And they want to see them be able to have these kinds of opportunities and these kind of areas where they can go and experience things and grow. And so I am just, every year, blown away by the generosity of our adult leaders and their love and their time and the way they give and the way they sacrifice so our teens can go on amazing mission trips. The last thing I want to say is, Zach, come here for a second. Yeah, you're in trouble. Zach has been serving our student ministry team for 2 years as our year-round, full-time, future leader intern, and today is officially his last day in that position. It's possible I verbally abuse him a lot, but he has been an incredible blessing to the team and the student ministry for the last 2 years, and we are so thankful for him. Let me pray. Would you all stand with me as we close in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we could come here and hear everything that you have done this past month through these trips. You knew everything that you were going to do. You got us there safely. You brought us back safely. We thank you for that. God, we ask that you would use every single one of us in this room for your glory this week. Whether we're going on vacation, whether we're at work, whether we're with our family and our neighborhood and our home, our associations, our groups, wherever we are, God, give us opportunities to bring about your kingdom here. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace.